SportsCentral.com.
Come on, boys, let's do this. On 1, 2, 3, let's go.
You listen to a Pillowcast Central. Radio has never been this good. A Pillowcast Central.
Cause I will mend your broken heart in the rain everywhere. Oh, say I will love you till the end. Baby, only you, only you. We're gonna make my life complete. Baby, only you. My baby, only you. We had to see where they make me the happy, they make me the smile, I lose my mind. I'm now that blow my mind.
Me like them, Nina, have you seen her? Missing the root girl in a Beamer. With Lisa and her sister, she a classic, she eat her. To see how you want, need a visa. Oliver Kahn, she a keeper. She sweeter than me reefer. She got a good head, she a reader. And sometimes me leave her alone. My shawty know that she my Nina Simone. She go deeper than low. Every night Jagga go reap what he sow. And she tell me what she feel inside. She say something so deep and wide. Girl, if you want this bad as I do, satisfy me, let me satisfy you.
Baby girl, call me Jada, cause I'm a prisoner of love. Baby girl, call me Taylor, cause I will mend your broken heart. In the rain, everywhere. Oh, say I will love you till the end. Baby, only you, only you. Go make my life complete. Baby, only you, my baby, only you. Where are they still? Where they make me the happy? They make me the smile. I lose my mind. Yeah, baby, only you, my baby, only you. See how they see you? They make me the happy. They make me the smile. I blow my mind.
Me like them, Nina. Have you seen her? We seen the roof girl in a Beamer. Bad girl who wine for me, she go ahead and grind for me. Yeah, she come through like she wanna. True super sauna, say Jagga if you move, get you like piranha. Down into the sky, whole crew like Rihanna. Do what you wanna, truly Nirvana. And girl looking truly cinematic. When she bend low, see the city made of magic. When she in the club, yes, the whole city panic. She got the grand sex looking tight in the spandex. She tell me what she feel inside. She say it's something so deep and wide. If you want this as bad as I do, girl, let me satisfy you.
Baby, only you, my baby, only you. Where are they see where they make me the happy? They make me the smile, I lose my mind. Smile that'll blow my mind. Baby girl, call me Jada, cause I'm a prisoner of love. Baby girl, call me Taylor, cause I will mend your broken heart. In the rain, everywhere. Oh, I say I will love you till the end. Baby, only you, only you. We're gonna make my life complete.
Say just a last see I, and you make a bad girl that looks so fly. Oh, just a last see, we need a bad girl.
All right, good afternoon and welcome. This is O'Neill on Cliff Central. You're now jamming to the sounds of Jesse Jax, hanging out with the Wizkid. The song is called Bad Girl. And ahead of this one, I played you something brand new from Burna Boy, a song called Soak It. And judging by the response on Twitter, a lot of you are feeling the song. Welcome to the show, man. I'm hanging out with my boy as always. Junior, what's good?
Oh, what's up, man? It's
what's up?
Good to be Cliff Central.
Yeah. Look, the show is going to be epic. It's a movie. We've got cameras everywhere. That's how big this show is going to be today. In just a little while, I'll introduce our first guest. Don't move.
Come on, boys. Yeah. Let's do this. On 1, 2, 3, let's go.
You listen to a real
This is Tepole Sole. You're listening to O'Neill on Cliff Central.
Ladies love O'Neill. Yeah, baby.
Sorry, the number you have dialed is not in service at this time.
Okay, yeah. So I did that on purpose because I had to remind Junior, because clearly Junior has no idea who we're messing with today on the show.
Wow.
And it's only registering for you now, huh?
Wow.
You good?
Wow. I'm proper, man.
Okay,
I'm
are you
proper.
Now calm?
Let's do this. Yeah,
are you calm now?
Yeah.
All right, cool. Wow. In the studio, welcome Nemza. One of the members of, are you one of the founding members?
Yes.
Of Squatter Camp?
Yes.
Big shout out going out to you, brother, and welcome to the show. Is it your first time here on Cliff Central?
Actually, yes, it's my first time, yeah.
Okay, well, listen, we're happy to have you here, and around here we do shocking things.
Okay.
So we're going to get into some shocking things at some point. But yeah. Before we get to that, you have been making music. So let's just check out what you've been up to.
Okay.
There's a single called Overtime.
Yes.
Okay. We're going to check that out just now.
Okay. It's cute.
Keeping it real on CliffCentral.com.
I'm sure you recognize his voice from any one of Squatter Cam's hits. We're hanging out with Nemza in the studio. This one is called Overtime, and you are with TP Time on this. Yeah? Nice one.
Yeah, man.
So, is this your first project alone?
No, actually, it's my third project alone.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
But, you know, the difference with this one is that I've actually taken it upon myself to handle everything personally. You know?
Okay.
With the past two projects, you know, when you delegate so much to a point where you end up trusting people too much to take care of your own project.
Okay.
And it normally does not go as planned, you know. But this time around, I just decided, no, you know what? I think it's better to just do things yourself. If you want things done right, do them yourself.
Also, you've taken ownership of your product.
Yeah.
Basically. Nice one.
100%.
New age hip hop compared to what you are used to or what we are accustomed to.
Yeah.
Are you finding it easy? Is it something that comes easy for you?
Easy in what way?
Like, how are you finding your way around what is happening in the industry at the moment, particularly looking at the sound of today as compared to, say, 20 years ago?
Yeah. I mean, hip-hop has always been an evolutionary type of music, you know? It's never been the same, really.
Yeah.
I mean, if you think about back in the 80s, you think into the 90s, you think into the 2000s, it's never always been the same. But it's always about what you say on that beat.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter what kind of beat it is, you know. So I think for me it's more of a situation of I can adapt easily.
Yeah.
And I accept change, you know, but then it has to be the right change. So not everyone can do it well, but there are those that do it well.
Let's just get the annoying questions out of the way.
Yeah.
Are we going to be seeing Squatter Camp coming back together?
Annoying questions. yeah, my man. I mean, rest in peace, Flava. You know, even before he passed on, you know, we were like a month before that. We had a long meeting about the things we need to do this year going on. You know, like things that include movies, soundtracks, and all that. You know, like another Squatter Camp project, and even the best of. You know those kind of projects. So, with that being said, there's a lot of stuff that's still coming, but everything needs to happen in good timing.
Now, in the event that you do come back together and you happen to perform again together or go into the studio together.
We always perform together.
Okay. What do you think you're going to miss most? The group is going to miss most about Flabba?
I think the craziness.
Yeah.
Because Flava was never a guy that holds back when it comes to words, you know?
Yeah.
Like, you'd say whatever is on his mind. He was always like that. I think the craziness and the honesty that he had, I think that's what we'd miss most.
Okay. We're hanging out with Nemza in the studio, in case you just joined us. And he's going to kick a freestyle just now. You ready?
Okay. Let's get it.
Let me know if you're feeling what Junior is doing. If you're feeling it, you can. It doesn't matter what level you want to be
sounds
on.
Like, right now, it sounds like Rebecca Malupe's going to come on.
Okay, you want something up tempo.
Okay, you want something a bit raw?
No, like a nice 92, you know, nothing heavy. Nothing too fast, you know.
Okay. All right, cool. Yeah. So that's coming up shortly.
Yeah.
Ladies love O'Neill. Yeah, baby. All right.
All right, so let's see how this goes. You ready?
Alrighty. Let's
see. We've got a legend in the studio, so it's only fair that we show the young ones how it's done.
Let's hear it. Okay. Pick it up a bit. Pick up the tempo a bit. Alright. Okay, we'll kick it anyway. It doesn't matter. We'll do it like this. Survival in this concrete jungle is my job. 9-to-5 struggle. Take a look at what I did. I'm out for my bread. It's me they couldn't handle. I'm King Kong. Chest beat a crush when I cuddle. Mangi gene kasila mizokes and jazami ziti. Woof, woof. Get him, dog. I'm worth a lot. Eyes red. Call me blood diamond. I'm an island in an ocean of monkeys. Nems, I stay afloat. Get a Miller Red deal. I'm out for a kill. Got him giving me dirty looks. Tarzan on the hustle. True story. Call it Jungle Book.
Oh yeah, ladies and gentlemen,
that's
this is us
up.
And this is what we do.
Keeping it real on CliffCentral.com.
City's number one DJ. It's invading your eardrum. O'Neill. With the hottest exclusive. O'Neill. Worldwide.
JMPD, that be just my plan and get dough, huh? Sala sala la mam gas bomb in the missus for selling a dollar boom. Ay, fetty in the briefcase, it's when I can see. Get a minute, but nang mkwenya. Mkwenya, yes, be some kwenya. We got ladies in the back like horse and trailer. Yali numbers, they're good, sala, the original hip, man. Naganja, call me, I'm daga mama, call me. We be killing this shit from day one. Sali can go make it up. Pellets in the sand of Gumnad, who call the Connecticut of Alice Confess, Ziakiba, I saw a lot of Gumnad, Abandona by two, good job at Christmas. I show was the end of the month plus, Sibu teleported and it gets better. Talagadi Bono, one I wanna with that. Teacher has a one, they want two, so I did that. Near Pompada, no crap, Majala, and they want for five, see baby like on the fire, push that, Fabo, one is all come by the bus. The baby like chose me, no one could see by.
So who's on production here?
It's my boy Abza.
Okay.
DJ Abza, yeah.
All right. I'm feeling this. What is the name of the song?
Put my colite.
Cool. Now, yeah. In terms of the new project you're working on, what kind of feel are you going for?
I mean, at the end of the day, my man, you need to be current but still be yourself, you know?
Yeah.
So what I'm going for is, I mean, music, that's what it's all about. You just got to have fun when you're in studio, you know?
Yeah.
So I'm just trying to have as much fun as possible and hope that people relate to what I do. That's all it is, you know?
All right. Now, cool stuff. Now, in terms of features, what kind of features can we expect from the project?
Okay, on this song, I featured some guy from my hood, Damaz. He's an upcoming rapper, you know? He's very good at what he does. And I've done a couple of songs with TP, including Overtime.
Okay.
And I'm still in talks with other people, you know, because I was talking to JR yesterday as well.
Yeah.
That we might do something around September.
Okay.
You know, so yeah, features like that, you know.
Okay, all right. Now, you're not going to get off that easily, sir. We still need a verse or two from you.
You're planning to bleed me dry.
Junior, what do you think of us playing in the background?
Ah, it's very nice.
Okay,
man.
Okay.
Dope.
What do you think of this? Okay, I'll tell you what. Let's do this. Let's do this instead. He's from the old school, so he has to go after this.
All right.
Cool. All right.
I know, that's dope.
Okay, all right.
Do I hit it?
Yeah.
All right.
Need for speed, living fast, doing 250. R.I.P. Flabancha, know you ride with me. Black on black, black men's steez, I run Gotham. Got these streets worshipping my name like I was Jerusalem. Nemza, let me take it again, let me take it again. If you don't know him by now, fool better Google him. We stepping in the game and do it like they never did it before. Nemza, squad a representer back on the dome. Whatever you do, I done it before, so you can't beat me. Beat me, beat yourself, beat your mom, and I got it all. Nem's easy, never freestyled in a while, but still got the dome. You know what I mean? That's the love.
All right, so there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. We're hanging out with Nemza, and we're coming back with yet another guest in the studio.
Okay.
Who remembers this? Yep, find out what's happening on the flip side.
Used to jam to that one.
Keeping it real on CliffCentral.com.
I had to do it, man. I had to take you back and pay tribute to the legend that is Zola in the company of the lovely and talented Unati. I mean, I was trying to figure out how I was going to introduce you, and then I realized with everything you've done, honestly, I wouldn't be able to, like, the entire show would just be me talking about all the incredible things you've done.
Oh, your aim is to make me blush, O'Neal.
No, but seriously though, like, you've done amazingly well, and I can imagine there are a lot of people out there who are listening who didn't even know that you actually sang that hook.
Oh, wow. Thank you for that.
So shout out
to
you.
Thank you for your love. Thank you, man.
Shout out to you. Now, welcome to the show.
Thank you. What a great way to spend a Friday afternoon, right?
Listen, we feel honored. As soon as I posted that you're coming through, people on social media just lost their minds. They're like, look, we can't wait to hear from her. And I suppose it's because of what's happening right now. You're also a judge on Idols.
Yeah.
Which is such a phenomenal thing that you're doing.
Thank you so much.
And I suppose for them, it makes a lot of sense. If we have you here now, I have to, obviously, to ask you some questions about what's happening on the show.
Some music. Let's start with the most important of them all.
First and foremost, behind the camera. Let's talk about Somizi behind the camera.
Yeah.
Is he as crazy as he is on camera?
He doesn't stop.
He never stops.
He never stops. Like, that's him, genuinely so. And I think that's why a lot of people have fallen in love with him, literally after our first episode. He literally is like that. I'll give an example. Tuesday, T and I, my husband and I, we were having lunch, FOAs, at Samchisanyama, that he recommended to us. So we literally just MMS'd him pictures of us having lunch there. 10 minutes later, he was walking in. He's like, Anhambi, we're having drinks. We're like, okay. That's genuinely him. Genuinely loving, genuinely giving, genuinely everybody's cheerleader.
Yeah.
He wants the best for everyone.
Now, one of the things that come to mind every time I watch Wooden Mike, I always, for me, it's always poor Unati, because it seems all the emotions, you've got such a buffet of emotions.
Yeah.
We're always looking forward to your tears, but your tears come either when you're crying because you're sad or when you're happy. So it's like, take me through the process. What is it that you go through when you are conducting the auditions?
Do you know what it is? And I was with my dad on Tuesday. We were actually going to my dad's place when we were stopping over for lunch. And he's a psychologist, so he always likes to look at like the psychology of what I do and all that stuff. So he was just touching base, because obviously the first episode had flighted on Sunday. And he was like, how are you feeling? Because every year you do a post-mortem. How are you feeling? Mm. Are you feeling fair? Are you feeling responsible and all those things? So I was telling him, you know, Dad, there are two things I always try and make sure. Am I honest in my critique?
Yeah.
And am I at least trying to be kind? You know, there are moments obviously where we fail and we laugh where we shouldn't. And you'll see it in this season. You know, we get a bit out of hand, but as long as we try and do our best, you know what I mean? I think that's where it comes from. But the emotional thing, I've had to come to terms with, I'm just an emotional being.
<You are. laughs>
The first season I was pregnant, so I'm like, it has to be the baby and the hormones.
Yeah.
The second season I was like, it's because I'm still breastfeeding them, you know? Then I kind of stopped making excuses in the third season. And now it's the fifth, I'm like, this is who I am. Maybe it's the artist in me, you know, but I can't handle too much emotion inside.
Okay.
So when I cry, I'm just releasing that emotion that I'm...
All right, we're going to talk to you as an artist on the flip side of this.
Come on, boys, let's do this. On 1, 2, 3, let's go.
You listen to a real local central. Radio has never been this good.
Radio has never been
this good. A real local central.
City's number one DJ is invading your eardrum. O'Neal with the hottest exclusive. O'Neal worldwide.
The continent of Africa has given birth to many great things. Our presidents, our queens, our mountains, our rivers, and our valleys. But most importantly, our dreams.
think the one thing that comes out very clear is that you really love what you do. Your song comes on and you start beaming.
It's
like you're hearing it for the first time.
I do. It's because, unlike, I don't know, Nems, help me out here. A lot of musicians like to play their own music. So now I never do.
But actually, that's true though.
Right?
Really?
Yeah.
Is that what you play in your car?
Like, yeah, a lot of musicians love to pump their own music. So now I can't do that.
Okay.
So whenever I hear it, I'm like, it's like a nice surprise. I'm like, oh, shit.
Now this song Run, it look, I saw the video. How much effort was put into creating this?
Oh wow, we spent, like, with Usomizi and my business partners. Lucky Bean Media shot the video, and I'm a co-owner of Lucky Bean Media. And Chris, who directed the video, Usomizi, who choreographed, Asanda, who styled, Kim, who did the makeup. We all sat for months, you know, conceptualizing how is it going to look in terms of the aesthetics and what are we going to celebrate, where are we going to shoot it. We were going to shoot it SOS, and then we decided maybe Alex, and then we were like, we just need it to be clean, because I'm exhibiting my dancing skills for the first time, you know.
Let's talk about that.
I wanted it to not be distracted by anything else.
You are a dancer. You've been doing it since you were like 9 years old.
Yeah, I started dancing when I was 8. Olive Gappy School of Dance, firstly at Cardiff. I achieved honors in tap, ballet, and modern. Came back to South Africa when, you know, we came back to live here for good. Did dance at school. I have a dance degree from Rhodes University.
Listen to that. Who has a dance degree? Like,
the first time I've heard of that.
Ah, Nems, come on, dude.
I swear. I've never heard of a dance degree before.
And you know, we've known each other for
Michael
like a
Jackson
guess.
Didn't even have a dance degree. Like, who has a dance degree? Even James Brown didn't have a dance degree.
I don't know, Joe. But it's, you know, it's been a side of me that I don't speak about a lot of things.
Why not? Please tell me. By the way, she just said this off air, and I wanted to, on record, why don't you want to speak about these things?
Because I just want my work to speak for itself.
Okay.
When it has to speak for itself. Can you imagine, like, 14 years ago when I arrived in Joburg, I'm like, yo, I'm a kick-ass dancer. Can you imagine the shade blacks would have thrown my way? Because you know we love to throw shade. So I don't like to preempt. I don't like self-proclaimed anybody. Self-proclaimed king of what?
Okay.
I don't like people who talk too much and don't do. Let your work speak for itself.
Nice.
So that's why I don't like talking about a lot of things that people will never know.
Now, where are you musically? We just heard Run, which is your most recent single, right?
Yes.
Are you in the studio? What's happening?
I'm liberated right now. I'm performing too much to be in the studio, mm-hmm. which is a blessing. But I'm writing for a lot of other musicians, which is so rewarding.
Okay.
I'm finding a lot of musicians asking me to write them songs, which is something I never thought other people would see in me. So I'm in a creative space for other people, but not for me right now. Musically. You are specific that, musically,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I suppose that works hand in hand with what you do as an idol's judge as well.
Yeah.
Has that shaped you as an artist in any way, shape, or form?
Completely. I mean, this last album, you know, I had to respect the fact that my audience has grown mm-hmm. in age. So for a 6-year-old to a 60-year-old has learnt about me, and they know through idols, right? Yeah. They've learnt about me through idols. And some people know I'm a musician, but a lot of South Africa, you know, especially our lighter counterparts, did not know. So I've had to be cognizant of that.
Yeah.
So, you know, hence Run, which is a lighter kind of side of me. But then there's like those very serious jazzy songs like It's You, that speak to like Abokehla. And then there's like Got to Have You, which speaks to a demographic that doesn't necessarily understand my mother tongue.
Okay.
So I've had to be very mature and conscious about that.
Okay.
Which is, I guess, the business side in me.
We still have Nemza in the studio. We are with Unathi in the studio. Let's take a song from Unathi. In fact, we're going to have Got to Have You. When we come back, there will be some freestyling happening in the studio.
Oh, that's a first!
Ladies love O'Neill. Yeah, baby.
Oh, yeah. All right. Central, double OC, O'Neill on P Central. Central, double O-C,
double O-C.
You're listening to O'Neill on Cliff Central.
Yeah,
baby.
Up a bit of neo soul in here. Is this something you are you enjoy?
Yeah, everything Motown, soul,
mm-hmm.
soul, Motown, neo soul, R&B, old school hip hop. And I say old school with.
I know. I don't know why. Old why school. We are uncomfortable about bringing it up?
I know. And we shouldn't be, right?
We shouldn't.
Yeah, old school. A bit of Keith Murray. A bit of. Oh. KRS-One, a bit of Kweli, a bit of Death Squad, a bit of Green Eyed Bandit.
Okay, sorry, Gina, we apologize.
Sorry, Jake.
Is there any moment in your career, particularly as an Idols judge, that stands out for you?
Good or bad? Definitely having like the star-studded musicians we have, you know, yep. having had the opportunity to sit next to Sierra and Judge, like every time I watch on that video bit, I'm like, oh my gosh, John Legend on that stage, Shante Moore, that's been amazing. Being able to experience music and people, the two things I'm obsessed with, getting to experience that abundantly every week for the entire year is a blessing I could have never dreamt of. Everything, performing on that stage is just a privilege I know that a lot of musicians would love. It's an honor that I will never take for granted.
As an artist, what is it that you want your listener or your followers to know about you as far as music?
I will give you my soul. and I'm comfortable enough with you, my music lover, to be raw and vulnerable and intimate and sensual and sexual and joyful and serious and crying and mournful. I'm music is the one place I'm comfortable to say, come with me, let's talk about it all, you know.
So there's music, there's you being a judge, and there's you being a radio presenter as well.
Yeah,
I know it's a bit unfair to ask you this, but is there any one of them that stands out?
Music, and only recently, because I've only recently accepted myself as a musician. So that's been liberating, you know.
Why now? Why did you accept yourself? Why do you specifically say?
Because
you
the distraction
yourself?
Has been loud. Mm-hmm. You know, the distraction has been loud. She can't sing. She's not talented. You know, I still get it. They're probably telling you now. I forgot to have you. They're probably like, cock song.
Really?
Come on, O'Neal. Come on.
No, no, seriously, so, though. Like, I'm that naive. I have no idea.
Come on. Nibs, I'm sure you get hate. And, like, you guys have been squatter camping for, like.
Tell you the truth, there's people who still hate on squatter
camping. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? True. So, it's, for me, I've only just silenced the distraction recently. You know, it's only when my husband, like, he was like, you always allow these women, because it's always women,
yeah,
to disrespect you. But can you just remember how many hits you've sung just to get back on solid ground? And when he said that to me, which was about 18 months ago, I was like, okay, I need to stop feeling sorry for myself. I need to surrender and I need to follow my purpose, because he's given me a gift of song. Yeah. He's given me a gift of being a composer. He's given me a gift of being a lyricist and a gift of being a singer. But my greatest gift, I think, out of it all is being a performer. Like, I love being on that stage and being animated and feeling the raw emotions and taking people there and dancing up a storm and sweating and walking off that stage and going, I'm fulfilled and I did my best. So that's what I'm enjoying the most, because there's something that takes over me that's just beyond me, bigger than me, and I truly understand that I'm fulfilling his purpose.
Okay, this one is for the fan.
Oh.
The videos that we're watching at the moment, the viral videos we're watching at the moment of the auditions,
mm-hmm.
we have seen some of the funniest things in the world. Is that scripted, honestly?
It's so serious, Joe. Yesterday I was at the shop and some woman was like, no, this morning I was at the bank. She's like, you gotta be kidding me, Unai. You're lying. You guys cast people in you, because she's like, there's no way I would embarrass myself like that. And I'm like, guys, that's why you guys fall in love with it, because you see the sincerity.
Because
you would have seen if it's scripted. You would have seen, because we're not actors.
Here's what I don't understand. Every year, obviously, you know, these things, these videos go viral.
Yeah.
And there's one or two that are outstanding. Yeah. Everyone is laughing about them.
Like Njabulo, people will never forget.
Exactly.
Njabulo.
So the following year,
yeah.
you hold auditions and more people go.
Yeah.
And they do the same thing. Like
yeah. the red velvet jackets.
I don't get it. Like,
no, the guy that killed me was the guy that drank your water.
Man,
I've never seen a man so ill prepared. Like,
no, but guys, you know he.
It's the nerves, I suppose.
No, this is what he did like 3 years ago as well. I think he just like dehydrates like thoroughly.
No, but I've never seen a person drink so much.
It's crazy, Joe. And he comes to Cape Town auditions. He comes to Joburg. Yeah. He comes to Durban. It's his last year, and that's because we've built like a family base.
Yeah.
Like Michael Jackson last year and how he flipped out on Gareth, because he realized this was his last year to be on that stage.
Yeah.
And the beautiful thing about us is, yes, you may not be in the 2-hour show that's on Zanzi and Mnet, but we've got a 24-hour channel to give you 15 minutes of shine, and people know that and they understand that. And part of it as well is we have to be patient towards that.
Okay, can we do some singing now?
Yeah.
And some rapping?
Do
Junior?
It.
Okay, so this is how it works.
This is a first for me. You must understand the honor that you've given me. Thank you, Nems.
Listen, we don't mind. We don't mind. So we're going to get into some jamming now. Gina will play something. You decide if you like it. If you don't like it, you tell him he changes it. And either one of you can start the melody, whether it's a melody, whether it's a verse, or whatever it is.
I'll follow, as an African woman, I'll follow the man. He's the head of the family.
This is the one time it's okay.
It's okay.
Follow the man, huh?
You lead me, Nems. What do you want us to talk about, sing about?
Okay, Junior.
Okay, I'll just hit something and you'll follow me, right? All right? look. Now that we're back on the scene, by Shaker Maima, we getting ridiculous. Shutting them down, stay winning, boys. Sicker than syphilis. Gola makasi go tuma mapasi go tulo makukumba sfigile. Clever botini maskulumi nyongu ngasiz inches amizi begile. Killing it definitely, my divas for money machine. We bow harder, we back in the city. Them gonna be showing no pity, we blow. These haters out of the water like dynamite. We should be chilling illegal. Luna bafana li getza basadi basadi li shota kanguza. Lalasha bafana, lalasha 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 bafana. Sooner or later I'm taking my hustle to borders like foreign exchange. Petabu nuna mapasi nisile banda yola kule pez. Faga le pressure we never losing in a million years. Oh yeah.
Oh faggy pressure, faggy pressure. There's a foggy pressure.
Now this one's for the books.
Spoyile. Spoyile. Promise squad I come to my side by the scene. Cliff Central.
We're taking it easy.
You inspire me.
We don't easy.
Sometimes you inspire me.
Oh yeah.
Sbuyile.
Amazing. Amazing, isn't it? Okay. Alright. So we're gonna take it a step further.
Oh no.
So for all those haters that claim that Unati can sing.
Oh, it's okay.
I'm about to put her on the spot.
Oh no.
So this is what we're gonna do. Remember what we did the last time we shot that? We're gonna do it. Yeah. Play something sensual, something smooth.
Oh, don't
do soulful. And
I'm a Scorpio and Crosser. I'm a double stereotype when it comes to that kind of stuff.
Now, I'm gonna even give you a title.
Okay.
Okay. Your title is Dear Fan. That's the title of the song you're gonna sing right now. Are you ready? Remember, everything you're listening to will be available as a podcast in about 45 minutes. Let's go.
Dear fan, I don't even know what that means. Dear mine, I love that intimacy when I can call you mine. Let's kick a few actual factuals and rhyme. Maybe we can tongue dance the love we have for each other sometimes. Dear, dear fan, I don't even know what that means. Can I call you mine? I love the intimacy. Can I make you mine? Fan, oh fan, it's getting hot, I need your fan. Dear, dear fan, let me undress my mind. Dear fan, let me unwrap your mind. Dear, dear fan, I don't even know what that means. Can I call you mine? Maybe mine.
Okay, let's agree. This song is going to be recorded.
And I guess produced by Odizzy, right?
No. Listen, I don't even want the credit. I'm just happy knowing that people are doing amazing things out there. Junior, absolutely mind blowing. And Unat,
thank
come
you,
on,
Junior.
Guys,
thanks,
please,
yeah,
come,
thanks,
on, guys. Come on, come on.
Thank look, you, Jay.
Rina is giving you a standing ovation outside.
Thank you.
Amazing. That was unscripted. Listen, this is what we're about. We try and push the envelope. We stay outside what everybody else is doing, and this is what it's about. That was amazing.
Thank you. People need
to know that you didn't write that.
No, I didn't. You put me on the spot, and that's not fair.
Guys, it will be available as a podcast in about 30 minutes from now. Thank you all for coming through. Let me start with you. What are you doing this weekend?
This weekend, basically, I'm just taking... after here, I'm just going for a minor vacation. I'm going to come back on Sunday, because next week we're doing a lot of stuff. We're doing a media launch in Durban.
Yeah.
So the whole of next week we'll be doing preparations for that. And then the media launch is on Friday, but I got another gig in Pietermaritzburg on Saturday.
Okay.
So the whole of next week... it's just preparations towards that.
Come through next time when you have another single or when the video premieres. Come through and let's just jam one more time.
That would be nice, man.
Shout out to you, Nemza. Unati.
Hello, love.
I can't imagine what you're getting into after this.
I'm busy. We've got production meetings all weekend. So for me, it's not a fun weekend.
Okay.
There's a new concept that I'm launching nationwide. It's called A Better You.
Okay.
I gained a lot of weight when I was pregnant. Mm-hmm. Was publicly ridiculed. Lost it all. But I find through my conversations, a lot of women want to know how I did it. And I think, you know, as South Africans, we're not quite equipped and we don't have the resources that we do need. Not everyone can afford a nutritionist. Not everyone can afford a personal trainer and all that stuff. So I've asked my nutritionist to come through for the seminar. I've asked fitness trainer Mindland Gregor, my designer Sanda, and it's called A Better You.
Okay.
So we're literally hosting. Our first one's going to be on the 1st of August in Johannesburg, and then we're going to take it nationwide.
Okay.
And it's basically a 3-hour workshop. Bring something to write on how to, what to eat.
Okay.
People like, but what are carbs? And you're like, we need to start at the beginning.
In all honesty, in all honesty, you know, I go to gym and all that, but to be honest with you, I still can't count carbs.
No,
you
it's see, confusing.
So,
it's very confusing.
But so we're trying to dispel that. We're trying to dispel that. And we're trying to make South African women understand that you deserve the body that you want.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So copy ticket, please. Yeah, go out and copy ticket 1st of August here in Joburg.
All right. So we'll share the link on my timeline to the show and the podcast. Gina, thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
I'm off to Durban. I shall be back here on Monday. In so many pieces.
Are you off to the awards?
I'll be scattered in pieces when they'll be collecting me.
Drink water.
And putting me together.
Drink water.
Pouring me into my bed.
Just a quick question.
Drink water.
Is that event only for women?
No. It's for guys and girls.
So we'll be there.
It's for anyone who wants to achieve a better body, who wants to become the best version of themselves that they can be. Gabon was coming. I was with him this morning. I was N-word. Guys. I was like, you need to come.
Okay, can we do this outside? Alright, we're out of here, guys. Thank you very much.
10 seconds.
Let's do this. 1, 2, 3. Let's go.
You listen to a Pillow Clip Central. Radio has never been
central. Radio has never been
central. Pillow Clip Central. WOC. Pillow Clip Central.
CliffCentral.com